This is Sci-Fi for Me.
We're talking on the phone today with Clara Coffey, who's going to be starring in a recurring part in the new NBC series Grimm that's going to be running Friday night at 10 o'clock. Clara, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks. And I think it's Friday nights at 9, actually.
At 9. Okay. All right. Your character, Schlaraffen, which appears to be named after one of the very short pieces from Grimm's fairy tales, you're going to have a recurring part.
Yes.
As both a lawyer and an assassin witch type of character. How are you going to differentiate between those two personalities?
I would think pretty easily. I think there's a commonality between being an assassin and being a lawyer, and in that there's an ambitiousness and I guess a ruthlessness to both, but the witch aspect of the personality will be, and I think there's just less humanity involved in that, and being in human form, I have to remember that I am indeed a human with thoughts and feelings and compassion, maybe.
Okay, now you've been picked up for a series. It's the story takes place in Portland, and you're actually shooting on location. How different is that for you after so much L.A. work?
I've actually been working so much out of town in the last couple of years, so it's sort of par for the course at this point. And we shot the pilot up in Portland, which it's a great city, and it's really easy to get around, and the downtown area has pretty much anything and everything you would need. And I think while shooting on location, you just want to make sure that there's a grocery store nearby and a coffee shop, and other than that, you can make do.
And I see on your blog that you did find the Starbucks, so you were good there. Okay. Now, you've done a lot of police procedurals, NCIS, The Good Guys, CSI Miami, not too many genre pieces.
That's the kind of stuff that I like to watch, so I'm excited to be finally getting work in that world.
Now, is this something you lobbied for, or did they approach you? Or did you finally go into your agent and say, hey, find me something that's sci-fi, or how did that work out?
It was just, an audition during pilot season, and which is always crazy. There's, you're reading so many scripts every day, and so you hope that you get the ones that you like, but, you're happy to have a job at the end of the day, so I really lucked out with this one.
What kind of research are you doing for this part? Because there's really not a whole lot of places where you can go to research being an assassin or being a witch. Where are you getting your background for your character?
I read the short story, which doesn't give you anything to go on. And I think when getting a role like this, it just depends on, I just go to the material first and foremost. So for the pilot, there wasn't as much material, but I talked to David Greenwald, the writer, executive producer, kind of about where they were going with the character, which I can't reveal, unfortunately. But that kind of helped me just knowing, the motives and what's driving this character, and then where, kind of like what arc she needs to be getting to.
Now, Grimm is about Detective Nick Burkhart, who apparently finds out he's a descendant of the original Grimm brothers, Jakob and Wilhelm. And in the description that I read, it says that the Grimm brothers actually were profilers as opposed to being writers. And he has the ability to see these fairy tale creatures for what they really are. How much interaction are you going to have with him, or are you his nemesis at this point, or are you working for his nemesis?
Both. At the end of the pilot, I'm definitely his nemesis, or one of them. I think it's overwhelming. He's seeing this world for the first time, and so in the pilot, all of my scenes are with Nick. And I think because he's the newest Grimm that's inherited these powers, and so that will be the first line of attack for me and the people I'm working for.
Now, are you going to do a lot in terms of makeup effects as your assassin witch side, or are we just going to see you as you?
It's digital, and it's amazing. You can see it in the trailer. particular, actually, the way I morph into which form.
Was there a lot of green screen work in this one?
This was all, I had tiny white little dots put onto my face, kind of like a motion capture sensor deal, which is probably exactly the wrong terminology, because that's outside my area of expertise. But they're magicians in that lab.
And you mentioned the promo. I seem to recall seeing what looks to be a modern-day version of Red Riding Hood getting grabbed by some really dark character. Are we going to see a number of the Grimm's fairy tale characters show up, like Snow White and Rapunzel and Rumpelstiltskin and that group? Or are there going to be recognizable fairy tale characters appear in this thing?
Yes, I believe that's the plan.
Okay. How much of that is in the pilot, and are we going to have to wait for the rest of them?
You'll have to wait. In the pilot, it is Little Red Riding Hood and a big bad wolf character.
Now, the special effects for the magic, have you seen any of that yet after the post-production, or are you still waiting to see what you're actually able to do?
No, I've seen the pilot, and I've seen the morphing that they do from human to monster, and it's part of it you'll see in the trailer for the pilot, and it's great.
Okay. Besides the morphing, do you have any like Jedi lightning or anything shooting out of your fingers, or you're using a wand, or how does your magic work in this reality?
So nothing like that yet.
So what other projects are you working on now? You're also working on Franklin and Bash.
Mm-hmm.
How different is that? Because that's
about as different as it gets.
Yeah, because you're going from a really dark fairy tale police procedural to this comedy lawyer show. How did that work out?
We actually wrapped the whole season in December for Franklin and Bash. It's just taken forever to finally air, but it's a dramedy, and it's lawyers, and I play an assistant district attorney who is Peter Bash's ex-girlfriend from law school that he still isn't quite over.
So you're playing a lawyer in both shows?
Exactly, yep. One's just a little more ruthless than the other.
Now, is there an option for Schlaraffen to become a regular, or is it just going to be a recurring character as far as you know?
I don't know the answer to that.
One thing that I noticed on your IMDb listing, there is a short film that you directed.
Yes, it's a web series, and we just finished the first draft of the feature. So we will be, we're getting that together to shoot, and I'm also developing a kind of big science fiction movie with the production house, so that I did the story by on that, and that'll go out to writers starting today and tomorrow.
Okay. Now, is that something you want to start doing more of, getting behind the camera and directing and producing and writing, or are you want to mix it?
Directing per se, but I do like writing and I do like creating, and I think, you know, I've been in the business for so long now that you have these periods, off periods, and I like to stay busy and I like to stay active in my imagination. So to have an outlet for that is fantastic.
Now, you mentioned, is Chelsea and Kelsey is the web series, right? Is that something that you've noticed? I've talked to other actors and writers about the fact that we're seeing so much crossing over between TV and film and web. Is there a particular trend that you've noticed just out of the different shows and the productions that you've done? Are we going to be seeing more in the web side of things?
It's a great testing ground for what's going to catch with the viewers. And my sister is in advertising, and she always talks about eyeballs. And I think that's really what it comes down to. If you can get people interested on every medium, and these days, you know, you're on your phone far more than you're on your couch watching television. So if you can cross all of the media, you stand to really gain some traction with viewership. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, that's what matters to people who are financing all of these projects. So it's important to keep that in mind.
All right. Well, Claire Coffey, thanks very much for your time today. Good luck with the new show. It's Grimm.
Yes.
It's going to be on NBC Friday night starting this fall, and we will hopefully check in with you again after the season starts shooting.
I can give you some better spoilers by then.
All right. Looking forward to it. Thanks very much for your time today.
This has been a presentation of SciFiForMe.com.